Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, August the 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 10 cents at 5.99 and 3 quarters, September wheat down 18 and a half cents at 7.81 and 3 quarters, and November beans down 17 and a quarter cents at 13.88 and 3 quarters. A little bit better ratings. Soybeans up 1%. Corn did not go down, which was something that was unchanged. And spring wheat was up 2%. And the weather doesn't look, you know, quite as bad as it's been. So that was part of it. The other part is Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. The Chinese have got a bee in their bonnet over this visit. They've never really had a problem with congressional people going into Taiwan. They're upset about this, and they're making it well known, and the Chinese are saying it's just a bad situation. The question becomes, will the Chinese avoid buying U.S. products in retaliation? Nobody really knows, but the Chinese seem to be upset enough that it's, you know, pushing the grains lower here this morning. Now, will it last? I don't really think so, but the weather is better. The charts look a little bit bearish. Funds are still long, so I think all that weighs into some lower prices, at least on the opening here. We haven't seen any reports of any problems with the ships leaving Ukraine, so hopefully that's going to open up the grain markets around the world, keep millions of people from starving to death, but we'll have to see. I just don't trust the Russians that they'll abide by this agreement unless it's in their best interest somehow. Maybe they want to get the stolen grain from Ukraine out. I really don't know. But I just don't trust them not to fire on a ship out there. If they do that, wheat will rally 50 cents in 5 minutes. Again, the weather's not too bad. There's not a whole lot of news out there. Again, the weather, you know, it's certainly going to be hot and dry today and tomorrow throughout much of the Midwest. Today and tomorrow look like the worst days, but they've added some rains in the forecast, so that's putting a little bit of a damper on it. Obviously, the market's not too concerned. FC Stone will be out tonight with their crop estimates, so the market will be looking forward to getting those. And that's really about it. The outside markets, crude's been kind of up and down right now. It's up about 20 cents. Dow Jones looks to open up about 100 higher. The dollar is up 20 ticks, so really not a whole lot going on out here. So we'll see what the market does. I would say that, you know, overall, until we get through pollination and corn, which we're pretty much done now, that we're going to turn our attention to, you know, what's the weather going to be like for the beans. And over the next month, until we know we've got a bean crop made, I think there'll be plenty of buyers on hard breaks caused by some of this outside chatter like this Chinese stuff. So, you know, I think the market is going to grudgingly go down through August if it does go down. And then, you know, if we have a crop, I still think we can see some lower prices out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.